They say do what you love for a living and you'll never work another day in your life. But the other side of the coin is that means your passion becomes work. I'm Angie Park and I'll be right back after this song.
너를 들려주고 싶어서 이 노래를 만들 때 아마 네가 정말 많이 좋아할 거야 이제 내게 네가
Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Friday. It's November 19th, 2021. That was 주식구 with 너를 생각해, think about you. It really is a blessing to be able to make money off of what you already love to do. That can be, I don't know, singing, teaching, maybe making other people laugh through jokes. Maybe I have a friend that started up her own business creating like necklaces out of clay and seashells. Like her and her daughter would look for small seashells every time they went to the beach, and they had quite a collection. And she picked up clay pottery as a hobby. So she started to make ceramic beads and threaded it with some of the seashells into beautiful, very unique necklaces. And now she sells them. That's just stuff that she already was doing, that she loves to do, that she was choosing to do. And now she gets to make money from it, right? But it surely has its own struggles, I'd imagine, because that means what once used to be your personal retreat, your source of joy in life, something that's not tied to the other stressors in life, it now becomes a responsibility, something that you need to do to please others more than yourself sometimes. Let's say, for example, you're a famous singer. Like, what if you're just really sick of singing your hit songs from like a decade ago? But that's the only thing people want to hear. And what if you do give them what they want, which they go wild over, but as soon as you play your new stuff, half the room leaves, or they're on their phones, not interested. It would be pretty easy to develop a love-hate relationship with something you started out of pure love and excitement, right? I think the band Nell went through that. They hated playing their song. I can't even remember the title. 기억을 걷는 시간. I think that was what it is, walking through memories. Anyway, they hated playing that because that was the song they were known for. Nonetheless, musicians always give their all, right? In every performance. That's what being a professional musician means, even if they sang it like a million times, because they know it's their hit songs. That's what people got married to. That's what people got brokenhearted over and danced to. And that itself, I think that's a huge merit that does keep them going. That sort of humanistic factor that surges or that drives their work. Don't get us wrong. Doing what one loves for a living is what most people want. And I think it's for very good reason. But what I'm saying is it's not all, you know, just good stuff. Not all that glitters is gold. I guess that's really applicable for anything in life. Like for me too. I love talking. I talk for a living. That is literally all I do. You lock me up in a studio and I have to talk by myself sometimes. And I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love my job. But, oh man, when I come home or, you know, when I have to make small talk, sometimes I do get a little bit just, ugh, I don't want to do it. I would rather sit in awkward silence sometimes than have to go through small talk. So I kind of get the pros and cons of doing what you love for work. Well, let's listen to a song. This is a new one. It was released just a few days ago. Do you think Yuna ever has these thoughts of a love-hate relationship with music? Here's Yuna with 별의 조각, Stardust.
무슨 이유로 태어나 어디서부터 왔는지 오랜 시간을 돌아와
You guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. This is where we play some of the latest, the greatest K-pop stuff. We have fun chit-chat. It's a safe space, about an hour long, every Monday through Friday for you guys to de-stress, unwind, get connected, feel a little less alone, maybe feel more alone. If you're sick of people, you're alone listening to the radio. Maybe that's what you want, some alone time. So whatever you need, hopefully our show delivers that for you. How you can tune in and connect with us? Well, we have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India, KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app. Those are the free apps you guys can download. You can also listen to our show via the podcast versions on whatever podcast app. I will say we don't play the full version of the music, though, so that is one little downfall to that. If you could give us a rating on that podcast app, we would really appreciate it. Also, speaking of feedback, you can do so on our Gram account. The handle for that is at KBS K-pop. Follow us, leave us comments, song requests, messages, answer our weekly Your Two Cents question. You may even get something from us in return because we do give out prizes quite regularly. Our homepage, last one, world.kbs.co.kr. That is another option for you to check out. Let's listen to a song by Twice, The Feels. Then following that, N-Hypen with Tamed Dashed. Boy, yeah, boy, yeah.
Boy, wanna keep it cool.
Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. Australia is seeking an anonymous donor to come forward for their groundbreaking donation. And it wasn't money that they donated, but a massive spider? An anti-venom program at the Australian Reptile Park recently received a donation of a giant funnel web spider nicknamed Mega Spider. It has fangs capable of piercing human fingernails, and it measures 8 centimeters foot to foot. Fangs are 2 centimeters long, and the body measures 5 centimeters. Blech. It's the largest funnel web spider the park has ever seen, and her fangs will be milked for venom to turn into anti-venom. Many varieties of the funnel web are known for their highly toxic and fast-acting venom. Ever since the introduction of anti-venom in 1981, though, no deaths have been recorded. Very fortunate, right? The park's education officer believes if the public could hand in more spiders like her, it will result in more lives being saved due to the huge amount of venom they can produce. So ever since Mega Spider arrived, park employees have been really keen to find out where she came from. All they know is that it came in a Tupperware container without any labels to signify where it came from. The average length of a funnel web spider's body is about 1 to 5 centimeters, making this one quite the large size. Again, it was 5 centimeters big. But of course, by no means, it's the largest type of spider in Australia. That is ridiculously just, I don't know. If I ever came across a funnel web spider with fangs that are 2 centimeters long, you guys, do you even know what 2 centimeters? That's huge. I think that's longer than my teeth. That's insane. Oh, wow. Wow. No, 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 thank you. No funnel web spiders in my home, please. I beg of you. let's listen to a song. Here's Gummy, Autumn Breeze. Ugh. Vibes.
1, 2, 5.
We've got started. Welcome to Vibes 1-5. Peter is here in the studio.
Am I from Brooklyn? 1-5.
1-5. Did you have your coffee?
I did not have my coffee today, but I am going to try.
What accent you're doing?
I think it's Tom Hardy. I watched a video.
It's not Tom Hardy.
I watched a video on Tom Hardy yesterday, an interview. Have you seen him in interviews like a normal person speak? You cannot place his accent at all.
Oh, that bad, huh?
It's just very odd. And then there was a question about his accent, actually. Uh-huh. And he was like, I don't know. Like, it just takes on lots of different accents in its own right. And I couldn't tell whether he was from Britain, America, south of England, from Brooklyn. He kept changing all the time.
He's a chameleon.
And he also, this is way off point, isn't it? He's got nothing to do with Korea as far as I know.
It's okay. I love him. So I'm in Korea.
Watch his videos, interview. You might not love him anymore.
Oh, really?
He seems like he doesn't care at all about the interviews.
I don't like that.
And not in an adoring way,
but
yeah, he was with Leo DiCaprio in one for Revenant. They did a movie together.
Uh-huh.
He was just eating this box of chocolates while Leo was talking really loudly. And you could see they did not really love one another.
Okay, so he's probably doing that on purpose then.
Maybe. And then, but in other interviews as well. Anyway, Tom, I love him on screen as well. I'm disappointed I saw that. But my accent is this, but I spoke slowly, didn't I?
Why?
1-5.
It's a little hint.
The playlist. It's not going to be about talking weirdly, but a slow playlist. Let's slow things down, Angie.
I do think we need to slow things down.
Yes.
Why are we at November 19th already?
I don't know. 2021. Right? 2022 is knocking on the door. It's waiting on the doorstep.
It's going to be a good year.
Saying, hello, 2021, get out.
No, that's not how it's talking.
How's it talking?
Hello! It's Year of the Tiger.
Monster. Is it the Year of the Tiger? Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm excited, because I'm Tiger.
I'm going to get lots of that cereal as well.
What? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I like that one. but anyway, yeah, a slow playlist for multiple reasons. Maybe in general, many people are overwhelmed by this fast, fast society. But for Korea in particular, we've gone into that with Corona Stage 1.
Yes, we
have. And we don't want to go nuts too quickly.
No, we don't.
Okay, I think Angie's got that point of view. Me as well. There are others. I saw the newspaper the first day it was in place, November 1st.
Yeah.
And there are loads of restaurants packed out with people not wearing masks and eating their food. And I thought, bit soon, bit too quick.
I get it. Mm-hmm. We're all a little bit frustrated and we've been kept indoors for quite some time, but I agree with Peter.
Take it slow.
Take it slow. So what song is going to help us to do that?
That's what I was introducing. Take it slow. That was a brilliant segue that I didn't even intend. I just looked down at number 5. I was like, oh yeah, I did choose this track. It's T.O.O.'s Take It Slow.
T.O.O.
They were the boy band that came out of the show To Be World Class, spelt with a K. And then they had a dispute. Well, their agencies had a dispute. And then two of them became one agency instead. And then they changed their name to TO1 not too long ago. So you might remember introducing a few of those tracks. But
maybe they should have taken it slow.
Maybe. They seem to have potential. And the song isn't slow in itself.
Okay, that's ironic.
But it's singing about, you know, maybe a girl wanting to go a bit too quickly in a relationship.
Oh.
And the guy saying, we're in no rush. Because I'm going to feel the same way tomorrow and the next day and the next day after that. And so, yeah, this could be COVID advice, but I would endorse their point of view here. Guys and girls, take it slow if you want to go for a long time. Have longevity.
Very good point. Mm-hmm. Don't rush into things.
No.
All right. This is the song then, T.O.O.
Take it slow.
Yeah, you're right. That wasn't slow at all, but Take It Slow is the song title by T.O.O.
Take it slow, take it slow, take it slow. You don't have to give the message slowly of taking it slowly.
That's very ironic, though.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Not looking forward to that talk with my kiddos, to be honest.
To take it slow.
Yeah, Ellie and Gio, just take it slow. And, you know, kids are always so excited and want to do everything fast. That's why they run everywhere, right?
It's so true.
Even to the toilet when they're not desperate. It's cute, but it's not safe.
Well, I say it's because they have so much energy, and once they age a little and life, you know, starts to bring them down.
You just plod everywhere because you don't want to get there. You're just depressed. That's a lovely
message.
Yeah, message of life. Isn't that fun? Let's get to number four. This is also an up and bubbly track. Okay, so this will get you happy after our depressing talk as parents.
Nice.
Oh My Girl, also stylized OMG, which is quite good. Mm-hmm. Chon Choni Heba, the English title, very different, just Super Duper. I think this was a collabo track or a track for the animation Pororo, because the characters appear, Pororo the penguin, that is, with the orange goggles and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But the message in here is don't rush and do things slowly. Chan Chani means slowly. Heba means do it. So do it slowly. Okay. Right. Try it slowly.
Other than dating, other than the COVID restriction changes, what is something you like to take it slow with?
Oh, a good dessert.
Yeah.
Because desserts are usually not big, unless you've gone to a buffet and you can choose what you like, right? You're getting a small, I don't know, one of my favorites is those little glass bowls that will have a bit of sponge at the bottom.
Okay.
And then some kind of pudding-like texture above it.
Okay.
And then some kind of sauce, maybe a passion fruit sauce. I'm not being specific.
You don't like fruit in dessert.
I don't usually, but in that combination with the pudding and the sponge, you don't get much usually.
Just a biteful.
And I just like to savour it with a tiny little spoon that is designed for little dwarves, I feel.
So do you like swallow it and then regurgitate it and swallow it again just to relive it?
That sounds disgusting. But with certain foods, I do leave it in my mouth. Sometimes I do this little experiment. I'll chew one spoonful.
Okay.
And then I'll suck another spoonful until it dissolves. And then I'll chew, then suck, and then suck, then chew, and see what's best.
What's best?
Usually just chewing. Okay. Like, that's why we chew, I think. Okay. Yeah. We're not meant to suck everything.
Good call.
Yeah. So anyway, Super Duper Chan Chani Heba. It's also a message to the kids, like, don't worry, because kids sometimes get frustrated if they can't do something, like ride a bike or rollerblades, and they rush and then they cry and then they say, I'm not doing this. So the message is, just take it slow and give it a try. And I think for adults as well, sometimes we get frustrated and give up too easily.
Very true.
Chan Chani Heba. Okay, Angie? Just do it slowly.
Especially with, like, learning new skills. I think we adults, we give up. Like, for example, learning a new language, we'll give up after like a week because we're like, it's just too hard.
Si, yeah. Señorita. Yeah. See, I haven't given up my Spanish. I'm doing quite well.
Vamanos. Ay, ay, ay.
On to number three.
Yes.
This one, maybe the group name, the project group name had a say. Oh, what a good segue as well. Into me choosing it. It's called Sagging Snail, 처진 달팽이. This is Yuje Sog and Ijok from years ago, Muan Dojong, Infinite Challenge. And the song title, because I said say, As I Say in English. Look at that. My brain is like working 24/7. It deserves a holiday. 말하는 대로. This was actually, they came out with two at the same time.
Oh, that's right.
The, like, Apgujong Partier or Playboy or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was meant to be a distraction. When they were coming up with that song, they were trying to put off the other groups who were trying to spy on them a little bit.
Because it's like a contest.
Yeah. Yeah. And Apgujong Nalari is a really loud, brash one. And they were trying to put the other groups off and make them do something silly like that.
Uh-huh.
And then As I Say, which is a really emotional song about Yuje Sok's, like, struggles in his 20s when he wasn't that successful, was the real track. But Apgujong Nalari, everyone loved it. So they actually performed that at the final concert that they do after weeks of preparation.
So what you're saying is that, ironic to our playlist about taking it slow, their faster song was more popular.
Exactly what I'm saying. Thank you for summing it up so lovelily. But yeah, it's a lovely song, actually, As I Say. And it does talk about his experiences when he was trying to be famous. He didn't run and rush. Because his fame took ages, really. He was kind of stepping up.
He got famous when he was like in his 30s, no?
Yeah, so in his 20s is what he's saying. Like, he didn't rush, and he feels that maybe that helped him.
Okay.
You know, because if you burn too brightly, you might use all your fuel.
It's like a flash in the pan.
Absolutely.
All right. No, Yoo Jae-suk deserves his success, but I do think there are stories where they were nameless for a lot longer than him.
And he's got a lot of fame since, so maybe, yeah, we shouldn't feel too sorry.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to Oh My Girl first. 천천히 해봐.
Super duper. And then 처진 달팽이, sagging snail.
말하는 대로, as I say. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Super genius. Yeah, 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 yeah. Go, 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 That was another couple of tracks, actually, off of Peter's Take It Slow playlist. We had Sagging Snail, 말하는 대로, as I say. Before that, we had Oh My Girl with 천천히 해봐, Super Dupa. We're down to songs number 2 and 1.
Yes, you could call it step 2 and step 1.
Look at you, you're on fire.
Locked and loaded, baby. Number 2 is Step by Kara, because I was thinking step by step, you know.
A little by little.
Oh, baby. Mm. New Kids on the Block reference for all our young listeners who do not have a clue who they are. Mm-hmm. Kara, if you don't know who they are because you're new to K-pop, go back and listen to their stuff as a girl group. They were one of the biggest hitters in terms of having really popular hits, one after the other.
I really liked their song, Rupang.
Oh, that was great.
I liked Mamma Mia, too.
I liked Mr. Hey Mister. Or with the bum shaking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Kagi, mister. Hey, Chuggy. If you can't, we need video radio to see my bum.
No, nobody wants to see your bum.
Left to right.
Nobody wants to see your bum.
Step was also another really get up off your seats and dance track. Step it up, step it up. But it's talking about a new start and raising up the tempo, which we might do for Corona, but slowly. You don't have to raise the tempo all at once.
Yeah.
Don't push down flat on your accelerator pedal, because then you've got nothing left in the tank. If Paul Walker posthumously was coming up next to you in a race.
Yeah.
For Fast and Furious,
yeah.
And you've used all your pedals and you haven't got NO2 like him.
Flick the noise.
No, you don't have that.
Flick it.
You don't have it. Oh, I know you like that show.
I do like that show.
I don't have it either.
It's not a show, Peter. It's a movie.
Like a program. Yeah, then there's nothing left in the tank. I love that song. Kara, just FYI, did you ever think, where did that name come from?
No.
Well, I did, because, you know, lots of them are acronyms. I was thinking with 4 letters. Oh, is this an acronym as well?
KICK?
It's not an acronym.
Oh, it's not.
It comes from the Greek word chara, or C-H-A-R-A, which means sweet melody.
Oh, that's very
nice,
pretty.
Isn't it?
I like that, actually.
Yeah, and they are the juniors to Finkel.
Yes, that's true.
Of Ihori fame.
They were under the same management, right?
Okay. And number
right.
one.
Number one.
You can't wait for it, can you?
Give it to me.
I'm going to take it slow, though.
That was weak. Yeah, out of all your segues, that was
terrible.
Weak.
Because it's not take it slow or anything. It's actually just slow from Sol, who is in that amoeba family.
Yes, amoeba culture.
Yeah, the track is really just a slow strip back, listen to her vocals kind of thing. And saying, you don't have to go far to reach the horizon. You can take a break. You can take it slow. There's no rush. The journey is really what it's about. I'm learning that more as I get older.
Which is a shame, because then it's like you can't move fast even if you wanted to.
No, like, okay, I get it that, yeah, you're excited to maybe go somewhere and do something. But I feel most of the time it is that anticipation of the event far exceeding what actually happens. Maybe it's because I go to rubbish events all the time.
I don't agree.
but I think, especially like recently, my son had it. His birthday was Halloween, I think I mentioned on the show. So excited in the week coming up to it.
But you guys planned a big thing for him.
Yeah, and it was great. But all throughout that day, he was thinking, and I even had a tinge of it, like, oh, this is it. Now tomorrow is just, it's kind of deflated.
It's horrible.
Yeah, but the same with Christmas. Do you not get that Christmas, like, the day after? You're like, aw.
Have you never, though, anticipated and then gone through it and just was like, wow, that checked off every box on the list. Wow, that was great.
Yeah, wedding was pretty great. And
the one I wasn't invited to.
You were, but you fell asleep and had a headache, I think. No. I'm going to find that message from you apologizing. But anyway, let's take it slow.
All right.
Soul.
We're going to play these two tracks.
I'm going to crawl out of the studio.
Send you out.
Or I'm going to wiggle like a worm.
Well, I'm giving you about 8 minutes, so just crawl within the 8 minutes.
Thank you. I can do that. All right. See you next week.
See you next week. Kara with Step. Following that, we have Soul with Slow. We're going to slow things down. Signing off for today, Park Hye-won or Hin with To You. That's going to be it for us. So our producer, Sophia Hong, our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.